I'm so thankful to be here tonight. I'm so thankful to speak on behalf of the Lord. I consider it a privilege. I thank the Lord that He gives me things that I feel are important for us as a Christian. And I titled this sermon, A Foot in the Door, coming out of Ephesians. And even though I've got one scripture up there, chapter 4, verse 27, we're going to go through several verses, and so right away, I'm going to go through this scripture. In the King James Version, it says this. Paul was given his letter, he was given the Christians some kind of guidelines, some rules and other things, but he said this interesting little verse. In Ephesians 4 and 27, neither give place to the devil. And so if you want to see what that looks like in a more modern version, the New International, it says, and do not give the devil a foothold. Now, why do you think Paul would be concerned about that? Well, my thinking is, it's because it's so easy. I'm a weak person sometimes. Some days I feel strong. Other days I don't feel as strong. The devil and his group, I don't know what to call them other than demons and the people who follow the devil, a third of the angels followed him, are watching our every move. I dare say that if we could have our eyes opened and see what's going on all around us, and I mean right here, right now, we would probably faint in fear of the fight that's going on. And so Paul reminds us in many places that this is a fight. This is not for Christians who are wimpy, because he talks about it being something like a boxing match. And then in another place, he says what? Put on the whole armor of God. Why do you put on armor? You've got to go to battle. And prayer is one of the best ways you go to battle against Satan. Another way is you resist him. The Bible says if you resist the devil, he'll do what? He'll flee. And that's what we want to do. And in a little while, we're going to have a quick prayer for some people. And we want the devil to flee a particular situation. The devil wants nothing more than for you to fail. And he wants to accuse you. He wants to put guilt on you. He wants to lay it all on you. It's your fault. You let it happen. And you caused this to happen. You hurt so-and-so's feelings. And you've done all this. He wants to lay the guilt trip on you. And yes, maybe you were caught in a weak moment. Sometimes that happens. I've come home, and by George, if we had a cat, I probably would have kicked it. And that's not good, is it? That's a bad habit. And that's the way you give the devil a foothold, is you let that anger come out. And you let that anger just suddenly just say it says what it wants to say. Well, it's not always a good idea to let that happen. Well, it used to be the door-to-door salesman. I don't know how many people in here are young enough to remember door-to-door salespeople, but they used to do something similar to this. You're trying to get rid of them. If you even answer the door at all. I notice in this particular picture, she has windows on either side. So if I had windows and I see there's a salesperson out there, I'm probably hiding in the next room. And that's typically what you would do when you see people come to your door and you have no clue who they are and they're carrying a briefcase or something. Well, guess what? The 2020 census is coming up. So there's going to be people going to everybody's door and they're going to be knocking on it and ask you to fill out forms or ask you a bunch of questions. You know, you want to get rid of them as quickly as possible. Well, now it's not the door-to-door salesman, it's the telemarketers. Man, they get you on the phone and all they want to do is get you talking. You can't get a word in edgewise. And you try as quickly as you can, you try to say, put me on your do not call list. Yes, but Mr. Riggs, we like to, you know, we just want a minute of your time. Just a minute. And I mean, you don't, you know, you're not under any obligation. And on and on and on. I say, put me on your do not call list. I have to tell them 3 or 4 or 5 times. I've actually had to hang up on some of them. They call me on my work phone. Yeah, they call me on my work phone. I have to carry this. And I see a number pop up, and especially ones, and they've learned to spoof local numbers. I hope Congress really comes down hard on them, because they will make it look like, Jenny, you called me. And they will make it look like you called, or somebody called from Roanoke or Radford or someplace local. And you're thinking, well, I don't know that number, but maybe it's somebody important. Yeah. Then you find out, I want to talk to you about your credit cards. Well, you don't know nothing about my credit cards. You don't know anything about my car insurance. You don't know anything about whatever. Okay. Those are the people it's hard to get off. And once you answer that phone, they got your number. And I literally mean they have your number. They sell it. That's why you get 1,000 of them. No, that's the way Satan works too. Paul was concerned about a similar situation with Christians. It's so easy. It's so easy. I know you think it might not be. You might think, no, it'll never happen to me. But it's easy to sin. It's easy to fail. It's easy to fall. And that's why Paul thought it so important to talk to them about putting on that armor.